Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Are you nostalgic for a simpler time?
A time where controllers didn't have so many buttons.
A time where games weren't so overly complicated by so many plot devices.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss my NES.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games. But I didn't have anyone to play with. So I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library. Each week, my friends and I will discuss games from the NES to the SNES. Games like
Super Mario World,
Kirby's Dream Land 3,
Donkey Kong Country,
The Legend of Zelda,
Super Metroid,
Balloon Fight,
Punch-Out,
A Link to the Past,
F-Zero,
and so much more.
The Super Switch Club is a podcasters assemble style show from the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network, where we will be replaying and discussing some of our favorite video games from our childhood.
So join us on the Super Switch Club, where you can relive the nostalgia of tearing your hair out over an NES game that loves to troll the shit out of you.
Best of all, you can too.
Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub now to learn more.
I like Moose.
I will destroy them all.
Hello and welcome once again to an episode of The Coordinate. And sorry, my apologies, this is a little bit late. I've had an unbelievably busy work week. It's been quite literally crazy, but I don't want to bore you guys with the semantics of all the crap that I do at work. We're here to talk about Attack on Titan. And oh boy, have we got an episode for you. To be honest with you, I started watching this episode, I was like, oh, I'm gonna have a fight episode to talk about, aren't I? Where just, you know, things happen. But no. Oh no. Oh fuck no. I have got an absolute belter of an episode for you. Oh, Tyler, you clever boy. You clever little son of a bitch, okay? I've been waiting for this moment, yeah? Yeah? Been waiting. Finally, I now understand everything. But I also understand nothing, because this doesn't explain shit. But shit happens, man. Oh, this is so exciting. So, we open up the episode. You know, let's picture the scene, shall we? Shall we? You know, everyone's fighting about. You've got PK power, PK fire. She's up on top of the wall with a big cannon on the back. There's ODM gear people flying around her like ants and flies, you know, and she's swatting them down. Really cool shit. Gilliard, Porco Rosso, he's on the floor. Eren smacks him on the nape of his neck, you know, bashes him down. He's still having a fight with Armin. Not Armin, the other one. Oh, God. The guy, the Armored Titan. That's it. Armored, not Armin. Armin and Mikasa, they're sort of trying to decide, oh, how do we help Eren? What's going on? What do we do first? You've got Yolanda, whatever her name is, sitting on top of a turret with her legs crossed, looking a bit like Jesus, sort of, you know, spacing out, more like Buddha, really. And then most importantly, Eren trying to make his way towards his brother, who's on the floor from the big cannon thing in his neck. The other guy is on top of the Armored Titans, on top of him, holding him down. Porco's there, Gabby's, and then it's just so much is going on. Yeah, but what you got to remember, Zeke's on the floor. Reiner is holding down Eren. And, there's a big moment where Reiner touches Gilliard and there's a little spark of electricity. And he starts seeing him, like bits of his thing. It's like, what is this weird Titan power where they can share memories? It's pretty cool, but, you know, also really weird. So lots of fighting going on, basically. And Erin trying to get over to Zeke. And then Zeke starts to get up. And oh my God, Zeke's still alive, people. He is still alive. And Erin really wants to reach out to him. But suddenly, Colt and motherfucking Falco. Yeah, no, sorry, not the Austrian rap star. Amadeus. The little kid Falco with his little, you know, got his funny little headband on. They turn up and finally reveal to Zeke, "You can't do this, you know. I want to protect my brother," shouts Colt at Zeke. And it's just like, oh. And yeah. And Falco's like, "Oh, yeah, I drunk some of your spinal fluid. I don't want to turn into a titan. Don't scream. And Zeke's just like, "Yeah, sorry, I've got shit to do." Ah! And screams his head off. And fuck me, man. Falco turns into a really tall titan. and obviously abnormal because he's quite fast as well. But yeah, and he's just like the actual transformation because his brother just holds him close really tight and he just literally burns his brother to death as part of the thing. And of course, Gabby's also turned up at this point as well to help out. And she's about as helpful as a fucking brick sandwich. excuse my language. So yeah, poor old Colt. He's burnt himself to death. And yeah, and Falco has turned into a titan as well as pretty much most of the Paradisian soldiers within Sugantina have all turned into huge titans. And they're just eating Marlian soldiers left, right and centre. It's glorious. It's like back to the early days of Attack on Titan where people were just being slaughtered. But it's not... I have to admit, these later seasons have kind of lost the shockingness of it all. I know we kind of expect it, but I feel like they really toned down a lot of the graphic violence in this. I don't know why. Like, they went so balls out in the early seasons with the shocking violence of it all. And now it just doesn't really seem like much. But anyway, yeah, you got Falco and his long neck. Yeah, didn't know Falco had a long neck, but he does when he's in Titan form. And he runs over and starts trying to eat Reiner. Yeah, he's trying to nosh Reiner right down. Because Zeke told him to. You know, Zeke's into some kinky shit, people. And yeah, it's just absolutely just bonkersness going on. But you know, Reiner's the armored titan, and Erin's pretty fucked. So he's holding down Erin and Falco, but then Erin managed to get up. He's trying to get away. He's trying to get him. And then Falco starts biting the nape of Reiner's neck. Yeah, he's trying to eat him. And then, fucking PK Fire and Commander, what's his name? Crisis, whatever his name is. He shoots another thing at Zeke and actually kills his titan form. You know? And we... Like the assumption is obviously that Zeke's dead, but you know, you'd have to be about as thick as two short planks to think he's dead at this point. So he's definitely not dead. But his Titan form is, at this point, Mikasa and Armin turn up at PK and start using the old Thunder Spears and their old techniques. And the really cool bit where Mikasa does that weird like backwards entrance and slices two of the soldiers in half. Again, it all kind of fades to black at that point and you see like the blood splatter. They're trying to be Pulp Fiction-y, I feel like, you know, make it really like look cool. But I just want to see those two guards' heads like fall off in like two different directions. And like Mikasa's just so fucking cool. She also looks very mumsy these days, you know. I think she's cut her hair short, and I think they made her hips a bit wider. But yeah, she's looking very mumsy. I think she's looking very hot, you know. I'll give her that. Yeah, I know. You know, obviously, Erin is taken by Tyler. Tyler, he's all yours, okay. But yeah, I'll have Mikasa. It's all right. And yeah, it's just there's just all this sort of crazy shit going on, man. And Reiner is sitting there going, I think maybe I should just release the armored bit on the back of my neck so that Falco can eat me and take the armored titan because he should be inheriting it anyway. At which point, fucking Porco Rosso starts walking over in human form, being like, "I haven't got enough energy to transform. I'm tired. Somebody eat me." And Falco, motherfucking Falco, and his really long neck, just runs over and starts noshing down on poor old Gilliard. So Falco is going to become the next, I forget what it's called now, Jaw Titan, that's it. Much to Reiner's dismay. And then this is where it all starts to happen, people. So he's chewing down on Gilliard. Reiner then tries to smash Erin's face in. Erin turns everything into crystal to trap Reiner where he is. And then he runs out the back of the thing in human form, running over to Zeke, who is just lying on the floor, being like, "Erin, I'm glad you spotted me." This point, I was just like, you know, he's not going to make it somehow. Something's going to get in the way. And I remembered, fuck, Gabby is standing there. I remembered this bit. You know, There's a whole point where Reiner's trying to reach out and grab Erin, but some of the other Colt and Jean-Luc Picard turn up with the Thunder Spears and knock him over. I'm thinking, oh no, he's running straight into Gabby. And literally, you can see her. She's picked up Colt's rifle. She takes aim. Everything goes into slow motion time. And she fucking blows Erin's head clean off his neck. Now, I've just had a complaint about how unshocking this has been. This was great. Oh my God, his head completely decapitates and spins around. There's blood and shit coming out of him. And it's just, oh, it is glorious. I was shocked. And obviously, I'm not Gabby's biggest fan as it is. She's a fucking douchebag. But oh my God, that was so good. Oh my God. Yeah, man, I loved it. And like, oh, we got like 10 episodes left or some shit, and they fucking killed off Erin. Oh my God. Yes, smother me in Titan glory. This was so good. So shocking. But oh, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And then next up, we're kind of treated to this, like, you know, a flashback of Zeke and Erin talking at the hospital back in Marleytown. It's just like Erin agreeing to the euthanasia project. And he actually brings a tear to Zeke's eye with his little speech. But the only way to save people from this is to release them from the fucking hellhole that is being an Eldian. Zeke's like, yeah, I'm feeling that, bro. Hey, bro. Yeah, but as it turns out, Gabby was not quite accurate enough. We've got this really cool scene where everyone's kind of paused, and I like it when it goes through Connie and Jean, because you go through their, like, you can see all their wires, and it goes through the middle of them. I really like the way they animated that. And then suddenly you get this fucking, oh God, sorry about my language this week, guys. You get this, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas moment where Zeke catches the head of Erin, and everything sort of starts spinning around and doing all this weird stuff. And then suddenly Erin wakes up in like a distant, far off plane with the golden crystal shining tree in the background. And Zeke's there, chains around his neck, holding him to the ground. And he tells Erin, this is the coordinate. An Attack on Titan podcast. Welcome, Erin. Welcome in. Oh, Tyler, you bloody genius. You said the coordinate be important. And I'm pretty sure they mentioned the coordinate in like season 2 or something. Like the first time Erin shits his pants with the Founding Titan. But yeah, it's just, well done, mate. Well fucking done. You chose a banger of a name for the podcast. Very, very good.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
But yeah, he kind of, Zeke's sitting there, his hair's all long, his beard's long, he's looking very, very Jesus-esque. And he's just like, yeah, years have passed while I've been waiting for you to wake up. We managed to, you know, Gabby blew your head off, but, you know, we managed to make contact while you were still conscious and before you passed on. And so we are here, Ymir's here, and yeah, it's time, Erin, to make, go tell Ymir to make us all euthanized. And Erin's just like, fuck you, douchebag, I'm not going along with that plan, that's fucking crazy. And at which point, little girl Ymir, who was obviously the girl that we saw in the flashback back at the end of season 2, season 4, part 1 of season fucking final season, fuck. Go, someone, Tyler, I hope you're not going to have to bleep out all these F words. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but too much lovely fucking coffee. Hang on, let me slip down. Deliciousness. He feels like he's at the end. But Ymir just walks straight past Erin. Just like, yeah, fuck you, mate. Yeah, fuck you, Wingy. Ah! Oh, shit. No. Oh, my God. Please, 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 please bleep that. Oh, I'm off my rocker today. Walks straight past Erin. Doesn't call him the C word. Good old Zeke just stands up. All the chains falls off him. Goes, hey. Screw you. She only listens to people with royal blood. Have you not realized this yet? This is why we've got to touch each other. Not like that. You'll get into trouble like Prince Andrew. But yeah, you know, they've just got to bang heads or something. And then they can use the power together. Because Ymir, the founder, the founding titan, only listens to those of royal blood. So she won't listen to Eren. She will only listen to Zeke. Oh my God, Eren. Well, how did you not figure this out 20 years ago? You have the Founding Titan. You've only been able to use the Founding Titans when you come into contact with someone of royal blood. Did you honestly think coming into contact with Zeke would mean you could use the Titan power and not Zeke? The only reason you got to use it last time was because the person you touched was a fucking Titan. You moron, Eren! Come on, use your brain. Dimwit. Absolute dimwit. So yeah, Zeke is... he's just done everyone, but I loved it. I loved this episode. You know, Zeke, you know, puts Eren in his place. Eren finally comes out as being Eren of old that we knew. You know, we still don't know what Eren was going to do. You know, he didn't actually reveal what he was going to try and do with the Founding Titan power, but obviously he wasn't going to euthanize people because that's fucking crazy. Sorry. But Zeke is determined that him and Eren are going to do this together, even if he has to just, you know, basically drag Eren along and force him to his will. You know, much like the first king with the Founding Titan did to every single Eldian. Yeah. You talk about history repeating yourself, Zeke. You are the definition of this very thing happening. But yeah, I loved it. I loved the whole bit with like being on this like far plane existence of the coordinate, the big crystal tree, all the sand around. Ymir can apparently make anything out of sand, but for some bonkers reasons will only listen to people of royal blood. Because, you know, I like the band Royal Blood as much as the next people, but, you know, only their first album was really good. yeah, so, you know, a few little plot holes there at the end, but oh my God, what a great episode. Gabby, you were the biggest dick ever. Yeah, I predicted it and you was. You've killed our great main character, Eren. So you've succeeded being the greatest douchebag of Titan history. And you deal with some good contenders there as well, you know. And yeah, just, oh, what a joy. What absolute joy this episode was. Oh, so it was a bloody, bloody great episode this week. I really enjoyed it. So what's going on next week, people? Next week is going to be... what's it called? episode 79, that's it. Memories of something. Memories of Falsetta? Or is that a yeast game? Nah, it's just Memories of the Future. So look forward to that with Tyler. And yeah. just be careful, guys. Because if you don't turn into a Titan, you may get your head blown off by a little Gabby gobshite. Alrighty, guys. Apologies for my language this week. I'll see you all on the flip side. Love you all. Bye.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.